From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump says he expects to make a fast decision on naming the new FBI director, possibly within days. Trump revealed his intentions ahead of his commencement address today at Liberty University in Virginia, the nation's largest Christian college, whose leader was among Trump's earliest supporters. Trump urged the graduates to follow their convictions and don't fear being an outsider.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider. Embrace that label. Being an outsider is fine. Embrace the label. Because it's the outsiders who change the world and who make a real and lasting difference. The more that a broken system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead.
Trump's address marks his first extended public appearance since Tuesday's firing of FBI Director James Comey. Mr. Trump has escalated his feud with Comey, tweeting an implication there are secret recordings of one of their private conversations from earlier this year. The FBI is investigating Russia's alleged meddling in the 2016 presidential election and possible collusion with the Trump campaign. Mr. Trump has dismissed those allegations as a hoax. Police say gunmen fired on several people in southwestern Pakistan Saturday, killing at least 10 construction workers and wounding several others. The assailants then fled on motorbikes in the port city of Gwadda. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the violence. The attack happened a day after an Islamic State suicide bomber killed at least 25 people and wounded 40 others in the province where Gwadda is located. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. An aggressive wave of cyber attacks on companies and public institutions with so-called ransomware causing international havoc and bringing many services to a standstill. Hospitals across Britain found themselves without access to their computers or phone systems for a time. British Home Secretary Amber Rudd says there was no evidence patient data had been compromised.
45 of the over, you know, several hundred different parts of the NHS have been impacted, and I think that they are handling it well. The biggest concern that people have had is about patient data that hasn't been compromised. This is a ransomware virus, so where the patient data has been properly backed up, which has been in most cases, work can continue as normal because the patient data can be downloaded and people can continue with their work.
With 45,000 attacks in 74 countries, ransomware is a type of computer malware that infects a target system, locks and encrypts all files, then demands a cash payment from the victim in return for reversing the encryption. The cyber extortion attempt appeared to use stolen Microsoft Windows-based software developed by the U.S. National Security Agency for its intelligence gathering purposes and was later leaked to the Internet. Just days after his landslide victory, France's president-elect faces the difficult task of choosing a field of candidates for next month's parliamentary elections. Without an established party behind him, it's proving to be a challenge. Maria Gallivan has this story for VOA from Paris.
Pro-business, pro-Europe and centrist, Emmanuel Macron was elected president on a promise to change French politics. Within days of his landslide victory, he is now scrambling to find candidates for next month's parliamentary elections.
Je sais les divisions de notre nation qui ont conduit certains.
I know the divisions within our nation, he said in his victory speech, promising he would fight those divisions with all his strength. But without an established party behind him, the parliamentary elections present a special challenge. Macron set up a political movement called En Marche, Onward, to get him elected. Now he has to turn it into a political force to be reckoned with. Maria Gallivan for VOA News in Paris.
Syria's army has taken control of an air base in eastern Aleppo from Islamic State militants. The army had been battling the jihadists for several months, but finally succeeded Saturday in taking control of the Jara air base. A military official told the French news agency that Syrian government forces will continue its advances into areas held by the terrorist organization and expand the areas it controls in eastern Aleppo province. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.